Democratic Representative Ana Eskamani and Senator Jose Javier Rodriguez are the measure's principal backers again. Eskamani says it's something that both parties can get behind.
This issue transcends the altruistic nature that many of us carry to care about Earth and actually really dives into the economic need to do something because it's a job creator to pursue green energy, but again, also because the cost to do nothing is huge.
Eskamani and Rodriguez point to potential economic upsides to moving towards solar. It's something they say appeals to conservative and libertarian-minded lawmakers. Rodriguez says in Florida, unlike states like Texas,
there are not jobs in oil and gas. This is a solar state.
Yes.
If we break the stranglehold that the utilities have on energy policy here in Tallahassee, we will unleash jobs in renewable energy. I will tell you, the solar installers in my district, it is a booming business.
Rodriguez notes a shift in tone from Republican state leadership. Specifically, he referenced comments by incoming Republican House Speaker Chris Sprouls, who says his party shouldn't shy away from pursuing solutions to climate change. Though Sprouls calls Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's wide-ranging Green New Deal utter nonsense as a solution. Eskamani drew contrasts between her bill and the Green New Deal.
Versus the Green New Deal that has very specifics on public responsibility, our bill is very small. It's 2 pages, and all it states is that the Commissioner of Agriculture under her department will convene a committee that has a state goal for 2050, but then we craft a Florida way to get there.
Committee weeks are underway at the Capitol ahead of a January start to the annual lawmaking session. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.